rishi, sokbo rishi, tongsu na, chik tongsu na, oh, di tashi rishi, dindub rishi, oh, piki moda rishi, piki kangba rishi, shing rishi, sapa, chik chashe tongsu na, kade rishi rishi na, kaya yo maari, pena kangba rishi na, kangba di suudu na, kaya ngun rishi tongsu na, oh, piki kangba shidu waas, kangba lio tagi yo ra. Piki kaya sara se, kyo kaya ngun shi mado tong yo maari, kaya ngun di kangba rishi, samgi yo maari. Dina ne chik kangba resa ka mina, di tongde o di kangba resa pa lo tagi ore. De tsamla ko kangba chuba shaagur ma do, da kangba kadi resa yan zene raya yo ma re. Kangba di kangba resa la gure, kadi kangba sigi wasa na, di sigi rwa, chokzi se di sigi rwa, di sin di rin di chokzi rwa sa na, di rig ma rwa. Ko ma da ma cheba cheche pa shaagi ore, o di rin. Tila tanyebe tsema asigi ore, di chokze re, di kangba re, di shing re, di me re, di shu re, di nga re, di shen re, se mada majebe chishagi ore. O dozu kanga tsema re, ko yodan di di yo tsar re. Lagwa chigdo, o di me re duwa si che, di me inba zo re. Tan rangu nen si di tuten re 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 che, me inba chi, yan ragi marwa ko. O di ko tanyebe tsema se di, shashingu re se, ta tanyebe tseme, tangbo chubye dilo kunzuk tenpa sigur, kon nangwa nangshin dagda yo maare. Sambo tongwa nangshin dagda de den yo maare. Ina ko lega chenge chi yo re, mende chini me chigi yo re, chugi chambu chigi yo re, kakumgi yo re, chogo dogi yo re, sagi yo re, lega che chen dugi yo rewa. So kunzuk do, tanye samdo, chawa cheba di shaa go re es. Ta ngone rangwene tongwa nangshin che chawa chenge ngone kawa dosna yo ma di tongbar dilo tenyo dambe tenpa asa. Tangbo tong deya de chawa che denge chi tong deya war dilo kunzu be tenpa asa. Tong neshi dagda maari inay chik shaa gore. Kashi ege se da yu kunzu gure yo maari zumbari kage yo maari. Yo ne pakwe nyam shaa shi gure se. Tinde maari se gore.
So then how do we then establish the existence
Mashe bes, tanya bes sama dia pun jua sebut ya cara. Di jua mashe bes ni cuba je ni. Ani cuba je ba, tu mah jua bes. Tapi nor ni, tapi tanya bes sama bilau tu tu sama mara. Kunjung sengket itu juga mara. Tuan tuan cikbu juga ada. So, di ni nor ke dua segala. Ranglu ni tempat ni sama cuba tuan la kebar cawu. So, di ni saya nasi. Tangbu je tunggu juga ada. Di tuan nasi tak ada dia mara. Kau ini cawan ni meba si resi juga mara. Lega cede juga. Kau ti tu nyunggu juga. Dia kunjung tempat siapa sih macam tu res. Di ranglu ni tuan nasi tak je si aku cide tunggal he. Tiada tuan tempat tempat. Oh, di ni ni kat sana cuba ya aku siapa sih gua res juga.
So then, the rest of this then says. As well as an inability to posit conventional valid cognition in one's own system, seem to give rise to numerous errors. One must therefore master the meaning of the establishment of the two truths by valid cognition in our own system. So then, you have, how do you then posit the existence of like trees and houses and cars and people, you know, whatever, Kathy, Tom, how do you establish their existence? Well then, let me think of how I would do it. Translating all this into one thing is the meditator then does not examine as to whether they have any self-existence or not. Okay, they appear always to have some kind of self-existence, but the meditator at that point does not examine, do they have this self-existence or not? You just leave it, okay? Like if they're looking out of the corner of their eye and they just sort of see a window and the edge of a house, right? They go, oh, a house. You know, just based upon, you know, the minimal components of a house, you assert there's a house there. You don't, the minute you start to then look and see, is there a house there? You know, and examine, you're looking for, you know, and you start looking amongst the atoms of the window ledge or whatever, you're not going to find the house, just like with this table, you know. If the table there and you point to a certain, you know, the best you can do is just point to a certain area, and that's obviously not the table. So you can't, with conventional things, although they appear to have this self-existence, they're not, you know, they appear falsely in that sense, but they work, okay? They continue to work fine, just as long as you don't start analyzing for their, you know, is there, you know, actually a, you know, self-existent house there as it appears to be, you know. If you do, then turn your mind to, well, so then that kind is called valid cognition, okay? That's called a conventional valid cognition, where you just are not examining, you know, not doing any ultimate analysis at all. You're just, for, you know, its nature, its ontological status, you know, you're not trying to figure out, you know, how it exists or anything like that. You're not asking that question. All you're doing is accepting that it exists in a conventional manner. It has its existence. It works. You know, you can get in your car and drive home, and so forth. Everything functions at that level. There's no problem. Cause and effect, you know, are kept. But so that's called conventional truth. Those things are called every object in that. And that, you know, where you're not examining, right, and just accepting, not accepting the way they appear, you know, the way they appear is that they're self-existent, but, you know, that you understand it's false, right, is not true or is mistaken, but then you're accepting them the way, you know, that in the sense that they do function, right, they do function. So then those are conventional truths. Then the minute you examine to look for, you know, well, is the house there? You know, where's the house? You know, you look for it and you can't find it. You can't come up with the table. You know, you can't come up with, you know, Tom or Dashi or whatever, you know. Then you're understanding that they lack any self-existence, although they appear to have some kind of self-existence. Then you're understanding their ultimate truth, okay, that they lack this, you know, they lack this self-existence that you're looking for, okay? That you're coming up with that lack. And so then that's their ultimate truth, okay? And so this is where things, you know, get mixed up, you know, because there's many scholars who feel that if the noble beings do not see at that time a house or a chair or a table, then it doesn't exist at all, because it must be true. What's true for such an exalted being must be, you know, they're taking that they have some kind of ultimate authority, right? Just as it doesn't exist for them, then it mustn't exist at all. Okay, that's it's just totally false. But that's not, you know, the way that this system or our system establishes those two truths,
right?
Tadawa
장젠바 데조 세기와르다
네네
장젠바 데조 조데 지조 세트 세기와르 지조데 마옹베 네가디 파로네 네 따다와 네 쇼온드비지 교르그레 쇼온 교르 네네 지고 마르 교르엔데 진데 진 교르네 정신디 딱바르데 네 고네금 네금 준두그레 메다바레스가 딱바란다와데 따다와 쇼에 네급스 교르에셔 Tātāwā yodō shīnās, tātāwā tī rāngu nē tēmbā drupa shā gugurubā sīgī wā rē. Tī lāb nā sīgī wā rā. Tēne, tī chī lāb dālī.
So then here, we're on verse 266, on page 234, we're refuting a truly existent present. And here, the assertion is, this is the Samkhya, okay? They're saying, although existence of the past and future are being refuted, the present exists. Since it does, the future exists too. Once the present exists, the future does exist. For the principle, so they have this idea of a principle, a general principle sometimes translated, but usually we translate it just as the principle. It could be like a capital P. Giving up its state of futurity assumes the state of the present current. And they said that things undergo sort of like an occasional change, you know, that the principle, you think of it as like a noumenon, right? That we were just talking about it earlier as a, what did we call it? A permanent cause, right? It's always there, right? So then it assumes the state of a present current. It gives up its state of futurity, you know. It's no longer future, it's in a present state, you know, this thing that's always there. Therefore, the present exists. That's their assertion.
Chitso de rangshin takwa she, teni ko negam gyurje, shodan oma dan, chik dara dan, tende rendre, nam gyur tozu, kunzu be che tozu, negam gyurro re se gwa ra. Tzawe rangshin de ko takwa re se gwa ra. Nga nam yonsun gyurwa te yan, yi ki kyanen zinmin gyursa. A kerangi, tzawe rangshin de takwa she, te negam gyurro re se ade, kelani ade, tseme megi mendo, she toku mendo se gwa ra. Kare se, yi ki kyanen zinmin gyur. Megi sheba, naga sheba, naya sheba, chie sheba, laso, ongbe sheba, zin toku maare, ongbe sheba tuzu suu rakwa la juku yuare. Yiji sheba ka samlo taane, chashi chawa tuzu pa, she tunge ki yiji sheba teke ya, she toku mendo usi yuare, tinte maare isi yuare, ta yiji kyaane zimbar mingyursi. Tso penbo tingi isi kdoa, tso chi tso seda ko penbo isi yuare, tuyudu dhruba isi yuare, ina dambu tuyudu dhruba chi tso di yuare isi. Tene ko di nam gyun da menda menda su da ti ru rikja kanga di ko tsu tru yung yuwa re sikwa ra. Ya pa dyun du ko pa tim tru yuwa re sikwa ra. Tane ko chi tso penpo tenye rangshin ta la si. Nega bu oma dan shorun gyurwe ngobo nam di yung sun gyurwa yang tende gyurwa yin sikwa ra ho di ndiga ma re sikwa ra mite bar tal se. Te tabiun gyurwa wanshi nga ki mikba ta chi me se. Ongbe sheba nga puti ki Mik tuku maares. Ongbe sheba nga dike chidang. Mik sheba ke kado da yibdi tungri. Shenda tungu maare. Nawe sheba ke tra jangjang tungri. Nae sheba ke tri jangjang tungri. Che sheba ke ro jangjang tungri. Luji sheba ke rekza jangjang. Tende rekza di jangjang mado shingi maare. Te trawe tuen tuzu yiji sheba ke samlu tani shen gore. Yiji sheba ke shecha maares gore. O tiendu ti teg maares gore. Te taburi gyuba wanshi nge. Mikba tachi esu, mik maare shibe taare, tionre, mikba kawa seri sigiwara. Mikba, mik maare si. Tachi, shindu trawe nelan jugbe yiji kyanen zimbar mingyu yeshersi. Shindu trawe sheje nelan jugbe yiji sheba ge samritana, rangshin takba yenge, negam dyundrunge, yangpa kanga dyundrunge, otinre tseme mami re, yo maare sigiwara, shizu oti.
Tseme
mami. Tseme mamikwa.
Nice.
Le she toku medu samlu dana haku toku medu sikiwara.
Nice.
Udin mebari tseme mik medu sikiwara.
Nice. So then The answer is here. The transformation of thing also is not perceived even by the mind. Those who, the mind here is talking about the mental consciousness, those who lack wisdom nevertheless think that the present exists. So here we're talking about the principle here is not, it's not feasible for the principle, which is matter. Okay, they believe that the principle exists at first, right? And then it sort of undergoes a transformation and you know, and manifests whatever, milk or curd or whatever. And then it, at the time that it makes any kind of manifestation, itself disappears. It's no longer, you're no longer seeing this. And so it's just present and it's in this form of whatever it transforms into. So then it's not feasible for the principle, which is matter. They say it has some kind of physical property and is permanent by nature. Also, to undergo temporary changes into things like milk and curd. It's permanent and it stays that way. Then it undergoes some change and then at that time it disappears and then it again is, you know, present, and you know, it's just a sort of undergoing occasional change is what it, and they call that impermanence. So such transformations are not perceived even by the mental consciousness that engages with extremely subtle objects, let alone observed by the five kinds of sense consciousnesses. The five sense consciousness of, you know, the eye consciousness sees sights, right? The nose consciousness perceives odors. The ear consciousness perceives sounds. The tongue consciousness perceives tastes. And the body consciousness, or I guess, do we call it body consciousness or physical consciousness? Or, I don't know. Feel, it's almost like feeling, you know, perceives, you know, perceives tangible, has some kind of touch, sense of touch, right? That's what we're talking about, the sense of touch. So then, so perceives tangible objects. Then none of those can perceive this. So that's the mental consciousness then is what's left to the mental consciousness is seeing something much more subtle, right, than the five senses can sense. And so then the mental consciousness, our mental consciousness does not see this kind of transformation at all, let alone so why even mention the five senses? They don't perceive it. Although a transformation with respect to the present and its causes is not observed. Okay, so then we there's something that's not observed at all, right? By any of these, by any of our, you know, mental capacity, then. Those who lack wisdom and are ignorant about the meaning of suchness consider the present truly existent.
Deb Mamun, the Ranguine man, Tadawadi, Ranguin to a temper to a yinko dose, and is Mikeba Namgi, Sangi or Es, Yora. Tadawada, they do yon so, Yura, Mamik by the Danayas, Musum de Migimare, and ye shape of some Lutana Migimare Sutar Shesarwa. Oh, Jetta, Tedanayas did it. Tadawada, they do yon so, Yurundua, Mimik by the Danayas. Bangata, Yigishibe, Semi Mami Batadana. Tadawa, Dembari Yobara, Decone, Dola, Mombe, Mekeba, Namji Tobach, Tadawa, Dembari Yose, and it Tadawa Nelulaya, Keba Mami Batazu, Tinder Sambi or Eswara. Jebar Transcendent Doba Cabal Charles Odi, and the Transcendent Doba Cabal Savores, or Tanda Shundi.
So then, if we look at those last two lines again, then, although transformation with respect to the present and its causes is not observed, that means that it can't, this kind of transformation of the principle, and it can't be observed either with our senses or with our mental consciousness. There's no, there's no understanding it. Basically, what that means, we have no direct perception of it. We have no direct perception, and also we can't, understand its existence through thinking about, trying to come up with how could it exist. That we can't observe it through our mental, thought, through thought. We can't understand it through thought. Then those who lack wisdom and are ignorant about the meaning of suchness, that means they don't understand the lack of true existence, of having anything existing in its own right, then consider the present truly existent. So then basically this is the way that refutes the views of the Samkhya. So then the assertion in this next verse, 267 on page 234, is time exists because functional things which act as its basis for imputing time exist, like when the sun comes up, and then we call it the daytime, and the sun goes down, we call it nighttime. And when we gather together here for a class, we call it class time. So then, so it's based on these, functional things that we're imputing time to exist as basis for impute. Since time may be investigated by considering functional things, but not on its own, time is truly existent. It really does exist.
Nidao pa pe ne kala yusidwa. Yuji Jungo, Temba Truba, Kalash, you had the Meva Tasiora. Mobo Rangshinji never maybe, name me said. Mobo Rangshinji Truba Sugi never maybe China, and Mobo Kalash, you said. Yuji Ju Mobo Temba Truba, Kalash, you had the Meva Tasiora. Yuji Jungo, Temba Truba Kalash, you had the Meva Ta, and Mobo Rangshinji never maybe.
So if we look at the verse and sort of join it together, well, it's good to just, I forgot to point out in the, Geshe-la was pointing out in the outline that we're now refuting the proof of substantially existent time on page 323, and the refutation, refuting existence of substantially existent functional things as the basis for time, and and then the last subheading would be refutation by examining whether or not things have duration. So we're looking at duration. And then how can there be things with no duration? It means how can there be truly existent things if they're not, you know, if there's no... because there's no inherently existent duration. Okay, so then being impermanent, how can they endure? How can they have some kind of inherent duration if they're constantly, you know, changing? Oh, Sha-ren-sama. That's a Jivala, that's Shana. That's a Sumbala Zogirwa.
Oh, yeah.
So then if we look at the next two lines, if they had duration first, they would not grow old in the end. So looking down in the commentary, it's moreover, if they had inherent duration at the start, if they are inherently right from the beginning and they had some kind of inherently existent duration, then they would not grow old in the end. It means that they couldn't go in, because that which is inherently existent cannot cease. It's like it could never change. If you had inherently existent duration right from the start, then nothing would ever change. It could never become older. Never go in under any process of disintegration. So, yeah, that's the end of reading the verses, anyway, up through 267. Anybody, there's time here for entertaining it.